them in terms of action while they're tending to their vibrations, not at all. We want you to say that it really doesn't matter what anybody does, and you really can't accurately evaluate the value of what anybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. You can only know the appropriateness of what you are doing by the way it feels to you. And here's the last piece of this. Anything that you are observing, and you said, I'm an observer in all of this. Mm-hmm. Anything that you are observing, it is your work, if you are going to observe it, to work it around in a way that you are feeling appreciation for what you are observing. Otherwise, it will be counterproductive to you. You can't look at something, we say, make peace with it. You can't look at something that you oppose and keep your gaze on something that you oppose without splitting your own energy. You just can't do it.
Mm-hmm. So the key is to keep my heart open and appreciate that that contrast exists, and I can allow it just to be, and then turn the focus back onto me and my vibration and what I want to create.
Jerry and Esther met a lovely man. He was helping them with the delivery of one of their buses a few years ago. And he was on his way to another country, a very underdeveloped country, and he was going there to adopt a baby. And so he spent some time there, and Esther and Jerry were very curious about what it was like. And so they said, well, what's it like there? And he began describing the poverty and the squalor and the people. And Esther said, well, I'm really more interested in what the people are like. And he began describing the poverty and the squalor. And Esther said, no, I'm really more interested in what they're like. And he said, well, they are happy. And Esther wanted to say, then leave them alone. Mm-hmm. He was part of a missionary program that was, mm-hmm. they were taking their church and they were adopted. And because Esther did not want them to go there and to point out their insufficiencies and their inadequacies. Esther wants them to stay in their vibrational balance. And Esther has come to understand that there is more to living a good life than being able to buy all the goodies. She is understanding that the way you feel is about alignment. But we want to say to you that whether you are living in an underdeveloped country or whether you are living in a highly technologically advanced country, your happiness is about your alignment, not about the details of the action stuff that you are living. So much so that we will make this very bold and accurate statement. There are more aligned people living in poverty and squalor than there are in the feathered nest of this nation. Mm-hmm. Because you keep finding so much to fuss and worry about. Yes. And then you have the gall to go there and tout your right. advancement right. to them. Mm-hmm. When you've forgotten that enlightenment is about alignment, and alignment is about the way you feel, and the way you feel is about the selection of your thoughts. So it's a bit like the beasts of your planet. The beasts of your planet are wonderful allowers because they don't focus as you do on the details. Mm-hmm. They are a wonderful balancing to the energy of your planet. You are more powerful creators. So one might speculate, well then, isn't it more likely to be a more powerful creator in an environment of greater contrast? And we say, yes. And then you say, well, is there greater contrast in a highly developed environment or in an underdeveloped environment? What do you think? More contrast in this nation or in Haiti?
Haiti.
Here. Much more contrast here. Much more contrast here. And mm-hmm. so you say, well, maybe the evolved ones ended up in Haiti this time. Mm-hmm. We're teasing you. You're not laughing. And maybe those of us that are wanting, we really are just playing yeah. with your minds here a little bit, but we want you to realize that it does not matter where you are born, the contrast will inspire the expansion. And mm-hmm. in this highly evolved, so many details to choose from environment in which you all are living, you have so much opportunity to give birth to new rockets of desires. And when you line up, and that's the reason that there are more happy people in those underdeveloped countries. They don't have as many details that they're sorting out. Their vibrational alignment is not being challenged to the degree that your vibrational alignment is being challenged. It's sort of like you put a child or an adult in front of two